Go ahead and pour that first cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Super good, fantastic Arizona morning to all you homeowners who are tuning in to the program designed to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. It's Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. Listen, we're all here in the first hour of the show to answer any question you might have about landscape, irrigation, lawn, trees, fertilizing, outdoor lighting, hardscapes, and we are here to answer your question. It's a toll-free number wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona. It's 1-888-767-4348. We have operators standing by to take your call, get your name, find out your question, where you're calling from in Arizona. Our broadcast engineer, Mike Reisch, makes sure all the right buttons are tuned, and we've got John J. Harper here. Today's a special broadcast. Rosie on the House today is celebrating its 25th broadcast anniversary today. 25 years of being on air. Y'all stay tuned. We are going to have a lot of fun playing bloopers and bleepers sure from 25. That's over 1,000 shows.
You had to look pretty hard to find bloopers, didn't you?
No, it was. They were plentifully abundant. We've got some hilarious material to cover later in the show,
and it's hopefully enjoyable for y'all. It's actually kind of painful for us. You're like, oh man,
Some of it's really painful. But you know what? Our 25 years are nothing, absolutely nothing, compared to Harper's Nursery 65 years here in Arizona, third generation.
Yeah, something like that.
Arizona horticulturist and nursery retailer. So what are you bringing, big hot shot, for the
tip of the week? I can remember when this gal, everybody that's been in Phoenix a long time probably remembers her name, Lisa Millay, who was in charge of weekends at KTAR at
that's
the time,
right,
came to me and said, hey, I found this really cool home improvement guy. You were on a much smaller station, mm-hmm, and she somehow had heard you. And she said, we're going to bring him on. He's going to come on right after you. And I thought, oh, that's a great idea. Gardening, then home improvement. And, of course, they had the swap shop before me. So
that's right. Ed Phillips and the swap shop.
So there was the swap shop and in the garden, and then Rosie on the House. And that was the lineup for a long time back in those days. So that was pretty fun.
It was. It was a lot of fun. We're going to talk about the early days.
Yeah. So what we're bringing today is just plant something. We've going on a couple of years now, a couple, 3 years, we've had this campaign, the Arizona Nursery Association, and Cheryl Gore, our executive director, is here to talk about plant something. But this is the time of year in a lot of parts of the country that over the years there's been a number of promotions, fall is for planting and different things to try and promote fall planting. We're trying to promote planting all the time, but people that don't plant, especially trees and shrubs and vines in the fall, are really missing something. Our newsletter this last week, it always grinds on me a bit because this is always the time of year that we see. We have a pretty liberal guarantee at Harper's. We warranty plants actually for life if they buy the proper planting amendments to plant them with. And it's always in October when we start seeing a parade of dead plants coming back in, and that's mainly because those plants are planted in April, May, June, you know, the late spring or in the spring, and then some of those folks leave for the summer, which is a double whammy. But if those plants would have been planted in the fall, chances are that would have never happened. They'd have been well established before the hot weather. When spring hits, those plants are rooted already, and they just take off. It's really like gaining a year's growth if you plant this time of year. And, of course, there's tons of other benefits to planting, and I'll let Miss Cheryl talk about all of that.
Yeah, it's not only the prettiest time of year this morning. It's just so beautiful driving in. But, yeah, there are plants. We really want to implant something. Talk about that monetary benefit, really what that landscape, working in that landscape, can bring to your house as far as the monetary benefits, increasing the value. A well-landscaped home sells quicker than a home without a landscape, and also talking about those health benefits. You know, why have to go to the gym? Get out there, dig a hole, prune, really work on that yard. So monetary, health, and environmental benefits too. They're little oxygen machines out there working for us all the time. So
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation, talking about planting something and all the additional benefits. And you say it's a great time of the year to plant. What are some of the favorites?
Well, this time of year, there are a lot of folks looking at trees, and I think some of it is just the fact that, you know, people have postponed things. We are seeing some new home buying activity, some activity. People are putting homes back on the market, you know, for, you know, changing locations, that sort of thing. So people are starting to spruce things up. Color, though, is still and always will be, I think, the most popular thing, something that blooms. Lantana, hibiscus, bougainvilleas, sky flower, coral fountain. You know, the list goes on and on. But if it's got a bloom on it, it generally sells pretty well.
An entire list of plants that you can be found at?
If you go to www.plant-something.org, then you look for the low water use plant list. The AMWA, Arizona Municipal Water Users, have an entire list there, perfect for the valley and then for other areas as well.
Now, over the last 10 years we've been doing the show together, you've made a lot of fun of my landscaping techniques. Well, I want to tell you, on the topic of color, the prettiest thing in my yard right now is the bird of paradise I trimmed with a chainsaw.
Well,
so
there you
just
go.
There.
It also froze to the nut.
As long as you pruned it at the right time, I don't care what you use to prune it.
You know how long it took me to prune that bird of paradise?
30 seconds.
It wasn't even that long.
It took longer to start the chainsaw.
Yes,
than
it did. About 10 seconds, and it was done. It's beautiful, but doesn't it look good, buddy? It is the prettiest plant in the whole
on
yard.
On the driveway, the one on the left when you pull up. I was actually looking at that the other day because we recorded that. Anyway,
on a what not to do video, how not to do it,
kind of.
Didn't wear chaps or eye protection or any of that stuff. Uh-huh. I suppose
none of these hand clippers.
No, I know.
1-888.
Unless you could get one with a motor.
Get her done. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Get her done.
767-4348. Every line is full, so there must be a lot of people out there ready to plant something. Let's get to them. Jenny in Scottsdale, start us off. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, we have a lemon tree that's about 10 years old, and it looks like we have termites on it. The tree is not dead. Unless there's something else that looks like a termite trail that I am not aware of, and I'd like to know as to what to do about it.
Well, it's not uncommon to have termite trails or the mud trails or tunnels coming up out of the ground onto a tree. They are not hurting your tree. They might be there, you know, who knows? There's lots of termites here out and just in the soil in the desert. And they can get flushed out of the ground for various reasons. But termites feed on dead wood. They don't eat live tissue on plants. We see them sometimes on palm trees because there's lots of dead tissue on palm trees. We see them in old citrus groves or areas of town that have old orchards that there's a lot of dead branches and dead trees that would give them opportunity to eat. So I wouldn't be concerned about the fact that they're coming up out of the ground on your tree. I might be concerned that I have termites in the yard because of your structure in your home. So I would probably contact, you know, somebody that's a structural pest control. And I think we have Blue Sky and I'm not sure who else. I'm sorry, that's not
Action
top of mind.
Termite.
Action Termite and Blue Sky on the Rosie on the House Network that you could contact to come take a look and evaluate your termite situation. Don't worry about what they're doing to the lemon tree, however, because they're not doing anything to it.
Unless the lemon tree was completely dead.
Right.
And that's not a sign that maybe it's dying?
Well, there could be some dead wood on it, I suppose, if it's an old lemon tree, but that would indicate that the tree probably wouldn't look very good, and that didn't sound like that was the case.
And probably wouldn't still be standing there. Most people probably cut it down by now.
I would hope, but I've seen it.
A little bit of hope. It might come back next summer.
There's still some folks haven't trimmed their ficus that froze, not this last winter, but like
three winters ago
out there. So,
well, we'll stay on lemons with William and Gilbert. Wants to talk about shaping it. Good morning, William.
Morning.
Go
Thanks
ahead,
for
sir.
Letting me, call.
We're ready for you.
Okay. I have two young lemon trees. One's about 2 years old and one's 1 year old. And during this past summer, fall, they sent up one or two runners that went up from the main body of foliage. up a few feet and then started branching out up above.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, should I leave that? Does that become structural part of the tree as they get older? Or do I need to trim that off? They're only 4 or 5 feet tall now, and that goes up about 8.
And it's not coming from ground level or below the ground or off of the root structure. It's coming up out of the branching in the main part of the tree?
Yes, it's not coming off off the junction.
Okay. Well, you can just trim those to match the shape and canopy of the tree. There's no reason to remove those. Lemons are very vigorous, fast growers, and you get a lot of those kind of wild shoots, water shoots, sometimes they call them, up out of the middle of the tree. Can cause them to be kind of ununiform looking, and if you want a manicured look, then you can just kind of trim them to match the rest of the canopy of the tree.
And is there any consideration if he's using this tree for production? How much is he going to lose trimming all the new growth?
Well, you know, typically one lemon tree will feed about a whole neighborhood. So
don't worry about it.
I wouldn't worry about losing too many lemons.
Let's talk lemon variety. What types do you like?
I like regular old Lisbon or Eureka, the market type lemons. I know the Meyer lemons are very popular. They're a smooth-skinned lemon. They're sweeter. They're not as lemony. They're a beautiful tree. They're kind of a natural dwarf tree, and so you get this all these, yellow, and then they turn kind of orangish colored when they get really ripe. They're very popular, but I still like lemons. In fact, I prefer lime over lemon for that kind of use anyway. But
you have a more use in your culinary for lemon or limes over lemon.
Yeah, exactly.